I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we're getting ready to go to school to make sure we are saving Westbrook High. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome the star of the new TV movie Saving Westbrook High, Isai Morales. Mr. Morales is best known for his roles in the films La Bamba and Bad Boys and the TV series NYPD Blue and Criminal Minds. Over the next segment, Isai Morales will help us explore virtually every aspect of Saving Westbrook High, which premieres Sunday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern on Up, as we discuss this inspiring film about parents and community banding together. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to do some homework, feel free to matriculate as we study the past to get a passing grade in the present. Isai, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you, Mr. Benson.
Isai, you start...
Are you my time mechanic?
I am your co-pilot.
Oh, I like it.
Now, you star in the film Saving Westbrook High, which premieres Sunday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern on Up. Tell us about your character in the film and the premise of Saving Westbrook High.
Well, I play a guy named Manny Cortez, and he's a blue-collar, working, hard worker guy who is scrimped and saved to with his family to buy a two-bedroom home in a very nice neighborhood. It's like the most inexpensive home in the nice neighborhood where they can then put their two daughters, Selena and Gabriella, to enroll him in the school that he wanted to go as a kid all his life, Westbrook High. Now, my father, who has passed away, was a coach there, one of the winningest coaches, and he, on a coach's salary, couldn't afford to take me there or my brother. So my dream is to work hard enough, get that house, and finally we do it. It opens with us moving into this place, and surely, before you know it, they close the school. I'm like, what? The local school board announces that they're going to close it to save money, like everything else in this society, And it's devastating. And so the parents and the teachers and the students get together and try to figure out ways to save the school if it can be done. And it's just something that is, it's indicative of what you need to do in our society today to prevail, because there's two kinds of people, the organized and the not so much. And with a tiny group of organized people, you can, rule a whole mass of unorganized people. So if you want to protect your interests, if you want to save what's truly valuable to you, you got to get together with other folks, and you got to figure out the smartest ways to do it. So this is a story that's, on the new Up channel, which is a cable channel. On Dish Network, it's like 188. On DirecTV, it's 338. And Verizon, 224. If you seek, you will find. But I'm really happy because as a new dad, now I have something I can, a place to go to watch stuff that, won't take me years of therapy to write for my child. You watch a music show now, and there's Miley Cyrus with her tongue out and looking like she's possessed by succubus. And I'm going, okay. I want to have other choices for my daughter to look
at. Well, right, your daughter is what, 3 years old now?
3 years old. That must be in my 20s. That's right. Moving on.
So pretty soon she's going to be in school. How important is it for parents to be involved in their child's education and the system itself?
Look at what happens. You have people that don't show up. Unfortunately, you have parents where both parents have to work because the times are the way they are. And that has hurt the level of education in our schools. Parental involvement is crucial. Now, mind you, I grew up a latchkey kid. I had an innate desire to learn. So that made up for the fact that my mother was a union organizer and couldn't be there every day. But when she went to school, oh boy, she better have gotten good reports or else I was in trouble. And you have a situation today where, you can't even discipline your kids to a certain point, or you get, CPS called on you. I watch some television shows where I see the kids, literally, cussing out their parents on national television. I'm like, they would have had to have gotten a got a casket for me had I at my age. You know, my face would be on the other side of my head.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And so we really need parents to step up and realize that, you know, it's the best thing you can do. Be there for your kids. You know, you should be shoulder to shoulder standing up for what's right, because they learn by example. And if you don't care, they don't care.
Right.
Look at these two teenage girls.
Oh, yeah.
Bullied this other girl. She commits suicide.
Right.
And they dare to have no remorse and even say, IDGAF. You figure out what that means. And then what kind of society are we where we can't even protect our vulnerable and our young? So this is a kind of programming that inspires people to not take it lying down, to stand up and fight.
Yes, what would you like people to take away from their viewing experience watching your movie?
Well, that, you know, that regardless of who says it, it does take a community, a village, you know, that we are each other's keepers. And if we don't care about each other, pretty soon we won't care about ourselves. And that's just a dead-end street. You know, no person is an island unto themselves. We stand on the shoulders of greats that came before us. So I want the people to take away a feeling of trajectory, of community. If you have something like a great school that was a big part of your childhood, you should be able to fight for it so that your children and their children can enjoy the fruits of true community involvement. I mean, I don't want to sound like a community organizer as if that's a bad thing, but the truth is that, you know, if you're not organized in this world, you get trampled by those who are.
Now, you shot the movie on location in North Carolina. What was that like for you?
Wonderful. It's a little small town, you know. It's like a feeling of, you know, Davidson University, I think, is there in the town where we were. And it's just a sleepy college town, and it's bucolic, you know, and it's like, wow, Andy Mayberry, you know. The Andy Griffith Show. And it just reminded me of, you know, there are pockets like this where education isn't, you know, where your school isn't like a prison. And that's what I think modern schooling has become. It's all corporatized. You know what's really interesting? That according to our Department of Education, in 1930 there were 248,000 public schools. Mm-hmm. And in 80 years, with the growth of the population and urban sprawl, do you know how many schools there are now? You would think maybe 500,000, three-quarters of a million.
Right.
99,000.
Wow.
It's gone down by over 100%,
wow,
if you do the math. I mean, come on. Why are we having fewer and fewer schools, yet more and more prisons than ever? Think about that. We're supposed to live in the land of the free, but we make the prison industry, it's private prisons, are making more money than ever. And that's not good when this nation that has 5% of the world's population has 25% of the world's prisoners. We have a problem. And if we don't do something about it, you know, we're going to end up in an open-air prison ourselves. Our country will become, you know, a police state, if it isn't already. It's about the quality of the people, the education of the people around you and the next generations. If people are truly educated, I don't just mean like programmed, you know, brainwashed. I'm talking about education where they learn how to think for themselves. There's a big difference. You have a better shot to make the world a better place for your kids.
Isai,
that's what I care about.
Where can people find out more about yourself and Saving Westbrook High online?
Well, Saving Westbrook High, yes, is online. I think they have a... you can go to www.uptv.com, which is that new channel that you can watch without having to send your kid to behavior modification class. You can also tweet. Well, we can tweet about us, but I think the UpTV website is where you'll have more information about Saving Westbrook High and all the other kinds of, you know, inspirational, uplifting family fair. And myself, I'm all over Facebook. I post all sorts of weird, kind of hard to find subjects or inspirational things or sometimes funny stuff. But I really, really love to share the knowledge that I've, you know, garnered in my life. because without sharing it, it just sits there in your own head.
Exactly.
So I think knowledge is safeguarded by sharing.
Isai Morales, whose film Saving Westbrook High premieres Sunday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern on Up. Isai, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you, co-pilot Ben.